Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is a long time, 18-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the guy who taught us how to lead change. You can't just manage it. You can't just accept it. You can't just get along with it. You got to lead change so you don't become roadkill. He's the author of some really important books, Beyond the Wall of Resistance, and, of course, my favorite, Why Don't You Want What I Want, which I always say is my constant lament. He's our good friend, Rick. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
I live my life saying that, banging my head against the world. Why don't you want what I want? What's going on? What's wrong with you? And then you wrote a book and cleared it all up for me, and I feel so much better now, Rick.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, I'm glad to help. Well, I got to be moving on.
That's there great. You go, Mike. This is Mike drop, right? Hey, Rick.
That's right.
I love talking about energy because yeah. I'm gonna make a confession. In my prayers, I thank God for energy, Rick. I don't take energy for granted. I think about energy. I study energy. Because energy is connected to our spirits. You know, you and I have different, there's a different spirit in me than it is in you. Your spirit is who you are. My spirit is who I am. And our energy emanates from that, not just from the food we eat and the flexing of our muscles. It emanates from our spirit, doesn't it? And that's, to me, that's a fascinating phenomenon. What do you think?
Oh, I agree with you. It's a wonderful, when you mentioned that book title, Why Don't You Want What I Want, that speaks exactly to that notion of energy. And it's what I've really, the last couple of years, I've been doing a bunch of interviews of leaders and fellow consultants to say, so how are you doing in building support? In other words, building energy for stuff. Mm-hmm. And one person, she looked at me, and I won't use profanity, Tim, but she said, I said, so when you're working on that big project, what's it like? And she looks at me and she goes, why don't they bleep get it? And and she's really good. I mean, I know her well. I mean, I actually learned from her. And as I talked to more and more people, that kind of, it just, projects or any new idea just drains them. So the energy that you might say, wow, I'm thankful for the energy, just gets drained out of so many people. And I got really interested in why.
Why do you think a project would drain people of their energy?
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I think what I've identified is that there are four centers of energy. And this, by the way, this could be a big project or it could just be an idea that you have at work. And the thing that links them is that it's something where you're going to have the support of other people in other words for it to succeed. So it's not something you could just tell people to do. And if that's the case, there are four centers of energy. And if we ignore those centers, we put ourselves at risk. So just for example, the first center is we got to make a compelling case that something new is needed. And so, and I've been talking about that for a long time.
Right. We talked about it on the show before.
Yes. But now I'm still focusing on that. But what I'm looking at is, okay, so what would energy look like? And the energy would look like, if I'm trying to convince Jim Blasingame, would be that Jim is starting to feel a sense of urgency that something has to happen. Like wow, Rick, we got a big problem. Or wow,
so
what a great opportunity.
If I made the case compelling, I would notice you being curious and urgent. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That's exactly right.
So how can you tell if you're being compelling with your message? You're building momentum. Other people your energy is contagious. Your idea is catching on. People will start being curious and urgent. If they're not asking questions, you probably got a problem, right?
I think that's right. Yeah. you know, if they're not asking questions, if they tune out, if they, you know, that urgency thing, and that gets, we bypass that so often because we get excited about our own ideas, and now we've moved a step ahead of everybody else. And on one hand, that's really nice. That's creativity. On the other hand, we lose our supporters in the dust. And so what I'm saying to clients is, look, it's not about the technique. I don't care what technique you use. But is it creating the sense of urgency?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have time for a quick story?
No. You have to hold that story because I want to make sure that'll be our teaser for the next book. Rick is a world-class storyteller. You're not going to want to miss this. But the thing is, folks, the people that you are trying to convince, they're your leverage. They're your stakeholders. They're your customers. If you can't come across is important. If you can't come across and make them be curious and urgent, then you've lost. 22, right back with Rick Maurer.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.